Welcome, everybody, to the Reflex Blue Show. I'm your host, Donovan Berry. We're here the night before the HOW conference. And I have with me Justin Ahrens and Stefan Mumau right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so what were we talking about?
Welcome to pre-HOW Reflex Blue podcasting.
Did you go to the church afterwards just to see more words?
Hey, listen, you gotta sit down so we get this done because we're gonna have barbecue.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, and nobody else knows you're here.
There's a whole patio of people
out there.
Yeah.
Nice. The guy was cool too.
Hey Vaughn, I just wanna on Donovan's behalf welcome you to the Reflex
Show. Oh, I forgot some.
Everyone knows. I just got punched.
Jason sent me an email and told me to do that. Genghis Khan.
Is he going to be here?
No.
No.
What?
I already texted him that we're all here and he's not.
That's not even a
hey,
HOW
Jason,
conference.
Suck it. You're not here.
Jeezy Louise.
Oh, you're recording.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
You thought I was kidding?
No, I wasn't paying attention.
Mm. Welcome to the Reflex Blue Show.
Thanks. I've been up since 4.
Well, who hasn't? Crimea River. Hey, by the way, how was that TSA experience?
That wasn't as bad as it looked. It looked horrible, but it went pretty
fast. Are you pre-check?
No.
Because I'm pre-check, and I got through in 5 minutes, but it was a two-hour wait midway.
Did they do a body cavity check?
No.
I asked them to.
Yeah. Okay. Did they do it?
Yeah.
Yeah,
you tip them enough, they'll give you a real good one.
You
new man.
I'm coming over to the guy's house for Thanksgiving. It's gonna be great.
You asked for the Moo Mouse special.
That's right.
They all know.
Are we actually recording? Is this live?
Yeah, we're recording. So what are we going to talk about? You said you were going to bring something up.
I was. Yeah. Well, I wanted to bring up the fact. Like, I wanted to ask, how many HOWs has this been for y'all? Vaughn, what number of this is this for you?
I think this 10 for me.
This is my 9th straight. My 10th overall.
This is my 8th. You?
I don't know for sure as a count, but I'm going to make it up.
29.
Oh.
See where I went with that?
Yeah, I do like that.
The rule 29 is always 29, yeah.
Almost 8 years ago today, I met you at HOW, and it
really?
Was in Atlanta.
And this was, ironically, this was the HOW I met you.
Yeah.
Yes.
No, it was not.
It was.
You're making that up.
We had lunch.
You invited me to go.
The first HOW I went to was in 2000, and I think I've only missed two, so that would... make, I don't know,
29. That's 29 if you do the math.
290, I've been to 290 HOWs.
Even though this is only the 26th HOW, he's been to 29 of them.
Yeah, yeah. So top that.
Design math.
Step top that.
Mine was, first one was 2004 or 5,
something like that. 2005 in San Diego was the first one I attended.
Okay, then it's 2006.
Mine was 2009, Austin.
Hmm.
That was a good one.
That was a very warm HOW. I remember that. That's when you and I talked about going to Africa together, Vaughn.
Oh.
Yeah.
And you were, we both were very sweaty.
Yes.
It was 118 degrees, literally.
Mm. Holy buckets.
Speaking of sweaty, this lady sitting next to me, and she's like encroaching 4 inches into my area the whole flight. She was really warm.
What do you mean she was warm? How do you know she was warm?
It was like she was a briquette.
Was she touching you?
Yes.
Okay.
It made me
in
warm.
A good way.
I want to know.
No.
Well, how is she touching you? Like you touched shoulders,
well,
or
she was,
you held hands, or
she's a little big.
Okay.
So what you're saying is she's radiant. She was radiant.
Yeah, radiated. Okay. Yeah, it's like a radiator.
Okay.
Yes. Exactly.
Okay.
That was uncomfortable.
So when you what seat did you have? Do you have the aisle, middle, or window?
I always like the aisle, but it's Southwest, so they herd you in like cattle, and I always get like the last possible group to board, so
mm-hmm.
Yeah, I got the middle seat both flights.
Yeah,
that's too bad.
Yeah,
you should pay that. No, Southwest is brilliant.
No,
mm-hmm. What are you talking about?
They suck.
No, they do not. You pay the $15 to get the A list, and you get in the exit row, and it's money all the way. Or you fly a ton, you should be like A list preferred. And no,
I never pay for my own tickets.
Okay. Oh, you need to have a writer.
Excuse me.
What is it? Okay,
we just got big time. We just got big time.
Okay, so Justin, when you have your tickets paid for you, you have a writer that you send people, and it says A-list preferred.
Yeah.
Like, what does Vaughn need on his writer? Other, you know, I mean, the brown M&Ms
seriously,
is overdone.
You tell him that? I just say I want an aisle seat.
Well, you can't do that with Southwest.
I know. That's why I don't like it.
What you do is you say, hey, I would like to, here's the flights. Southwest is the most cost effective. Could you pay the additional, I think it's like $25 maybe each way for me to be on whatever you would call it, the first
business
class.
I didn't even know you could do that.
Okay, note to people booking Vaughn to speak. Because of Justin, it now just went up like $50.
Yeah.
I mean, it's $50.
He just lost 12 gigs because of that.
It's worth it. It's totally worth it for Vaughn.
He lost 12 gigs. He's only going to have 12 of them next week.
Listen, for me, not so much. For Vaughn, totally worth it.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
I thought about doing pre-check. Isn't that like $89 a year or something like that?
All right. It's $125 for 5 years.
Wow, that's a no-brainer.
Well, then why aren't you pre-check?
I didn't know it was that cheap.
What's the process?
It was $85 when I did it, but it's $125 now.
What's the process? You got to go down to some office, right?
You have to the airport, or you go to specific offices. You literally just fill out a paperwork. They ask you a few questions, and then like 2 weeks later, you get a number. I will tell you, especially now in Chicago, there's a two-hour wait to get through security, and I was through, and I'm not exaggerating, in under 10 minutes.
That's nice. Oh, see, the Omaha security... there was nobody in front of me. I just walked straight up and right.
They just ask you, are you dangerous? And you say no. And they let you on the plane.
Is that true? Because you look sketchy to me. Like, you look pretty sketch.
I got through probably in less time than you got through.
Who thinks that Donovan looks sketchy between the three of us?
Oh, for sure.
I would say he does.
He's radio sketchy. He's podcast sketchy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Yeah,
sketchy.
Jamie, I'm carrying 87 microphones.
Jamie Sanders
Jamie, welcome.
If you had to vote whether or not Donovan looks sketchy or not going through security in the airport, would you say he looks sketchy? Because I say for sure.
Sketchy.
We call them podcast sketchy.
Yeah.
Awesome. I don't even know what to say. Yes.
It might be, yeah.
This whole crew.
Yeah, sketchy.
A little sketchy.
So we should talk about the fact that we are at the inaugural place.
Because the
we're having a podcast here.
Sorry,
this is professional stuff.
This is the inaugural How Live sleepover.
Totally.
Okay.
The four of us are occupying the dude room. By the way, you guys came last, so Donovan and I have the couch. You have the blow up beds. Suck it.
That room is going to
together
smell
or separate.
Fragrant.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Jamie, heads up. You're gonna have to buy Febreze by the gallon when we're done with this place.
We actually have a special surprise down there in the restroom. It's called Poopery.
Poopery.com.
It's called a fire extinguisher and 4 gallons of Febreze.
It's a southern way of saying your shit doesn't smell.
Okay. Okay. Well, we do appreciate this.
This is like a PG.
So, Justin, how's it? Now you've got a podcast.
I do,
and believe it or not, I listened to about one other podcast during the course of a year.
Yeah.
And yours was my 2015. I listened to your inaugural episode, and it was very well done.
Oh, thank you. Did you listen to Alice Cooper?
I have not yet, but it is 2016, so I think I do have. It might be.
You have time.
It might be the podcast I make it through this year.
So we have a pretty great lineup this year. The podcast is called Design Of.
It's Design Of, and it's on iTunes. What category is it under for people?
It's under the wrong category right now. It's under philosophy.
Oh,
I don't know why. Yeah, thank you. We actually don't know how it came up that way. And Apple's
being
very
see that coming.
Apple's being very helpful in changing it.
What is it
That's
going
sarcastic.
To be under? What should it be under?
Business. Creative strategy, that sort of thing.
Okay.
Well, yeah.
Philosophy.
It's about people and process. So we interviewed Alice Cooper and his whole process to becoming the showman that he is. He's actually a pretty incredible artist, not only musically, but fine art. He's a designer. And then we have
you don't run a career as long as he has at his height without being pretty bright. And without knowing what you're doing.
He's in his 70s, and he still...
He is?
Yeah, he still fills his...
I put him at 149.
He's like... He still sells out. I mean, they're not like huge stadiums anymore, but he sells out, you know, some of the smaller stadiums he does. And now he's touring with the Hollywood Vampires with Johnny Depp. It's pretty crazy.
That's cool.
Yeah.
He's a hell of a golfer, too.
Yep. 6 handicap.
Okay, so that's design
he's a
of.
Six handicap.
Design
yeah.
Look
he's
it
six.
Up under.
At 77.
And it used to be a 4. He's now 6, and he's bummed out about that.
That's ridiculous.
If you can't find this podcast on the iTunes, what's the website?
Go to designofpodcast.com.
designofpodcast.com. All right, check it out. I will possibly listen to another episode.
Because nobody listening to this podcast would have any idea what the philosophy section.
Right, right.
Why? I didn't even know they had a philosophy section.
Listen, there's going to be five people listening to it. The four of us and some other person.
Yeah.
And I'm sure you have show notes, and you'll have a link to our podcast, I'm sure, in there.
Please.
Yeah, I'll have to pay you for it.
I might actually redirect it to a different podcast.
You should redirect it like Serial, something really good.
Okay. I did not listen to that. That did not make my list, but yours did. So I just got to give you a heads up there.
Just as a side note, from a podcast standpoint, do you listen to any of Gimlet Media shows?
I listen to one other podcast episode a year.
What is it?
Well, it ranges. Yours was the one I got last year. So I don't know if I can give you 2 years in a row. That's pretty hard.
Well, listen, you're an Alice Cooper fan.
Yeah.
I think you owe me this because I think I helped you get tickets to a show.
Did open for Motley Crue.
Is this true?
It was a good show.
Okay.
All right.
All right. So you're going to listen to two podcasts this year. One's going to be the opening season of ours for Alice Cooper.
Okay.
And then consider listening to Gimlet Media's new series. They have a ton of good ones. I would recommend Reply All, which is a podcast about the internet.
Is this under philosophy as well?
No, it's not. Smartass. Okay. But there's another one called Sampler, which is a podcast about podcasts. So every episode, they talk about 3 to 5 different podcasts you should talk about. And it's a great show.
Okay. I will attempt to consider that.
My recommendation is The Futility Closet.
Is that a philosophy podcast?
No, it's conspiracy.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
It's
about truth.
It's
truth.
Forgotten history.
It's a truth podcast.
Have you ever heard of the Dharma Initiative? That's what it's about.
All right, so we'll go on to Vaughn. Vaughn, you have like doubled your studio staff. Your daughter now works at Glitchka Studios as well.
Yes, she does.
So congratulations.
Thanks.
So
good.
And you're speaking here at How? Or
yeah.
Okay. And what's your talk on?
Basically, how to track down, isolate, and recognize leads for work, and go after them.
Is your whole talk on cold calling? Please say it's all. On
no,
cold
yeah,
work. That would be awesome.
No.
When,
no,
okay,
are you
all three? All three of you. When's
no
the last
costume.
Cold call that worked out for you?
I was 17. It was for a girl.
I was going to have, I did have a sign that said never cold call, but then when I was editing, I took it out, but no cold call.
We call it warm calling. We at least have a recommendation, a referral.
Yeah, but when's the last time you like opened up a phone book and just started calling down a list of names?
These days it's email. Like you just send a random, like, you don't know me, hi.
I mean, we did that last month.
I use LinkedIn that way now.
Do you?
Yeah, but it actually works, you know, where they'll connect with you. And
why do you think that works and cold calling doesn't?
I think because it's almost like you're somewhat validated, especially if you have a premium account. And so, like, I've been doing more craft brewery stuff, and I saw a lady came up on my LinkedIn thing, and she heads up this trade show for craft brewers, and I go, that'd probably be a good person.
Do you have a nice LinkedIn thing?
A thing?
Nice.
Like a profile? What do you
say? He said she came on my LinkedIn thing.
Well, the feed,
oh,
whatever
okay.
they call it. Yeah.
Don't let him do that. Don't let him do that.
All right. Well, I hear barbecue is about to be served.
You got it.
So
Amen.
We're going to catch up with you guys later in the week. Thank you guys, and we'll see you around.
Deuces.
Ciao.
Well, welcome back, everybody. We have with us Blair and Jamie from WIP.
It's a
fresh
yeah. Yeah. Is this your first HOW conference you do?
It is. Our very first HOW Virgins.
HOW Virgins. How great that is. Yes.
But you guys are technically, I mean, you guys are like local.
Has HOW Virgins actually been on the podcast yet?
HowVirgins.com? Did you register that?
Uh-huh. I just bought it.
Okay.
Another URL.
It's a very, very different site than you're thinking.
Yeah, you may not want to. You may not want to look that up.
Look that up.
I've got that bookmarked.
Look that up.
Okay.
You're on it twice.
It's good.
What are you guys? What are you guys doing at the HOW conference?
Well, we're here with our client, yeah, Nina Paper, who is a big supporter of the HAL conference.
Oh, yeah, we talked to them. We know them.
Oh, you did? You know them?
I don't need to point them, Blair.
Sorry.
I feel disgusting.
They sell paper. So.
And I'll be blogging. You can check, or this was probably going after the conference, so you can check out my blog posts at ninapaperblog.com.
Yeah, we'll also share all this blog posts on the Facebook feed as well.
Sure.
All
right.
Oh. I'm sorry, Jamie.
I was literally about to choke.
I thought you were
on a piece of barbecue. So it's now welcome to Atlanta. The South was just sort of stuck in my throat. So
is it big barbecue here too? I don't.
Yeah,
I mean, I just
it's
this
a great
the first
restaurant.
Time to Atlanta.
Yeah,
I don't know what I don't know what the city's about.
Atlanta.
Okay, so
beautiful.
If you're in downtown, you're a barbecue person. Fox Brothers is where.
Fox Brothers is where it's at.
Okay.
Definitely,
yeah.
If you've been to Atlanta, that's a that is hardcore.
And there's going
to
be a lot of barbecue while we're here.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
Yeah, there's definitely a lot of barbecue and a lot of great restaurants, a lot of great things happening in Atlanta. The city for HAL is going to be amazing. There's a great restaurant scene in the city. There's a lot of things going on all around where the Georgia World Congress Center is. So I think it's probably a great time for HAL to come here, and the city's excited about it.
Okay, and I think in the background, Stefan Muma is just doing shots of barbecue sauce.
That's nice.
Sorry,
I think
that,
he's
guys.
Just doing straight shots back there.
Just
the sugar content I heard is really good because they use Truvia now, so it's much better for the diabetics than if it was normal.
It's sort of a pre-party. Everybody here is just really trying to get their HAL game on.
Yeah.
Right. Everybody's just really working on everything that they need to just be at their best tomorrow.
So is this city going to be able to bring it like the others in the past?
I think the city.
I don't think it's been here since like 2007.
Right. Well, I mean, the city. Things are happening. It's happening in Hotlanta.
Right,
we're at peak season. What's going on? There's a lot to do.
It's not Hotlanta season yet. They moved the conference. It used to be in June. It's now moved to like May. So the Hotlanta part's not necessarily
very
needed
good for everybody. Like especially
also
Vaughn,
no one,
who would sweat a lot.
He's sweaty.
Vaughn, definitely not.
Also, no one calls it Hotlanta, so there's that.
Well, no one here calls it that.
Right.
More the ATL.
Yeah, we're the
people who vacation here in June and July call it that.
SATLians. Atlanta.
What's STLA?
ATLians. ATLians is how we identify.
That was in a southern accent, so
yeah,
it's
sorry. Sorry, sorry. My drawl must be coming out.
I can help you translate.
Yeah, yeah. Look up Outcast and you'll learn about ATLians.
Okay, we look forward to you. Blair, Jamie, thanks. We'll catch up with you later in the week.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to wrap up here. We got Matt Porter. Matt, how you doing?
What brings you to Atlanta?
There's this thing called the HAL conference starting up tomorrow or something.
Really?
Yeah,
I
guess.
I do not know anything about that.
It's so tight right here.
I need to pay my internet service provider bill.
So what are you looking forward to at the event?
Well, tomorrow I'm definitely going to see Matthew Manos. I've never met him. I want to hear his talk about very nice. Unfortunately, it's the same time that Justin is speaking, so for the like fifth hour in a row, I have an excuse not to hear Justin repeat himself.
Right. Allegedly, it's a new talk, but it's probably four new slides in an old talk.
Right.
We know how Justin rolls.
Kind of like his logo. Just tweak him. Just tweak him. As usual, I don't have a real set plan. I'm going to go where I want to go. Somebody will say, you got to see this or see that. I'm not going to be at the opening party because at 7 I have a dinner with some my good thinking friends here.
Yeah, and I got a dinner with relatives, so I won't be at the opening party either.
Oh, you're leaving tomorrow afternoon?
Well, the opening party at like 5. I'm leaving then.
Oh, I thought the exhibit all didn't open until 7 p.m.
Yeah, but I'll be gone the whole evening.
Oh, right. Well, that just means we're going to miss all the free bubble gum and squirt guns and
suckers. The exhibit hall will be open more than
the exhibit hall is really for 24-year-olds. The serious people go the next day.
Yeah.
Get the serious samples. I don't fit any t-shirts they give away anymore.
And I think also, I think Veer got bought. They were the ones who always gave out the sweet t-shirts, so I don't even know. I think that may be gone.
Well, hopefully Jerry French will be there.
Okay, so there was a story
don't
that...
Don't tell me Jerry's been sold. Don't tell
no, no, no. There, I think Kim, his daughter, came through one of the shops in Omaha and dropped off a sample of what they're giving away, and I guess it's amazing.
Even if Charles Spencer Anderson didn't design it, it will be attributed to him. Did you see it?
No, I was told about it last week. Supposedly, it's amazing.
So, what about you? What are you going to be? What are you going to be looking at?
Can you give
any tips?
Well, I'll just be, you know, hopefully podcasting in the back, so like usual.
I mean, years ago when I was at the Howe in Austin, I was blogging for Nina. And there was a breakout session called, the name of the designer was Holy Cow, and he did marketing design for church organizations, and it typified what Howe is all about. It's like, really? I was like, what's this about? Well, the little conference room was like 400 people, and it was back to the walls, and it was a fascinating talk. I mean, there was a huge market for this, and it's something I never would have thought about, and of course, the client problems that a designer has working with a pastor and his wife are very similar to a client problem that we would have. And so I find that with Howe, it's changing because it's attracting bigger and bigger names. It's maybe Debbie and some other, I don't know, it's got some pretty luminary names here. But I like the sort of off the beaten path stuff that I find.
And the real key is when they bring in 50, 60 speakers, there's no other event that does that. So you catch those things that otherwise you may miss. Sometimes they're hits, sometimes they're misses, but usually one or two of them really stand out.
I mean, how should, instead of calling it How Design Live, they should call it the conference for the little people. And I'm one of them. So,
all right.
Thank you.
All right. We look forward to seeing you. And that's it for this episode.
Thank
we'll be back tomorrow, night before, or something like that.
The Reflex Blue Show with Donovan Beery is hosted at 36point.com. Music by Dustlab. Find out more at myspace.com/dustlab.